Even before the pandemic began, some Americans were drinking significantly more alcohol than they had in decades past, with damaging consequences. In 2020, researchers at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, NIAAA, found that from 1999 through 2017, per capita consumption increased by 8%, and the number of alcohol-related deaths doubled, many caused by liver disease. The trends are particularly concerning for women. Whereas the number of men who reported any drinking stayed mostly the same, the proportion of women who did so increased 10%, and the number of women who reported binge drinking or consuming roughly four or more drinks in 2 hours increased by 23%. For men, binge drinking is about five or more drinks in that period. Current dietary guidelines consider moderate drinking to be at the most one drink a day for women and two for men. So researchers are understandably apprehensive when early in the pandemic alcohol sales spiked. They were especially concerned about women because similar qualities of alcohol affect them more adversely than men, making them more likely to suffer injuries from accidents and to develop chronic illnesses like liver and heart disease and cancer. But it was unclear whether the increased sales would translate into increased consumption. Perhaps Americans were hoarding alcohol as they were toilet paper. A body of growing research, however, has begun to confirm that Americans, and women in particular, are indeed drinking more in response to the pandemic. In December, researchers from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, published the results of a survey they conducted last May in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. They found that of the more than 800 respondents, those who replied to the online questionnaire were mostly white women. 60% were drinking more compared with before COVID-19, 13% were drinking less, and more than 45% of participants said their reasons for drinking included increased stress. And those who reported feeling very much or extreme stress from the pandemic reported drinking more and more days than those who were less affected. Another survey concluded, this February, by the American Psychological Association, found that nearly one in four adults reported drinking more to manage pandemic stress. Though stress has long been a common reason for people to turn to alcohol, the extent to which it appeared to be caused consumption during the past year was startling, says George Kolb, director of NIAAA. It shouldn't have been a surprise, but it did surprise us, this drinking to cope.